Come.
All right, welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. I am Michael Graham. And with me, as always, is my boyfriend.
Yuri. Big Yuri. All the ladies call me Big. No, they don't call me that. I wish. I think they do. They probably do.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah. Big Yuri, the Fast and the Furious. Boom, dude. That's poetry. That's a haiku.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a limerick, yeah.
I actually don't know what any of those things are. I know haikus are short.
Yeah.
They do call me that, though. Because you know how, like, if you're big, like, if you're a big dude, they'll call him, like, Little.
Mm-hmm.
Little John or some shit. But because I'm small, they call me Big Yuri.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Boost my self-esteem.
I like when girls call me a bad boy because I'm actually a good boy.
Yeah, you're a good boy. There's nothing bad about you.
I could be bad if I wanted.
Your brother was bad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was compared to him. I'm a little angel.
That guy's a fucking monster.
That guy lit a mountain on fire so I would step in his shit before.
Did he?
Yeah. Surprised you weren't there for that one, actually.
Were we still in school?
Mm-hmm. And like Brett and Casey were there, and we were all lighting each other's shirts on fire all night.
No, so I was not there for that.
It was a messed up night.
Dude, so you've been doing shows, huh?
Yeah, I've got shows out the ass.
Yeah, you've been killing it lately. Mm-hmm. That's great. How did fucking Luce Westberg fucking do at the, what was it, the Elbow Room?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that at, by the way?
We actually, the Elbow Room is right a little bit past where 4th Street turns into Prater. It's right on Prater. Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's deep on 4th then.
Oh, yeah, deep. There were actual hookers eating a pot of ham and beans.
That's like, fucking tight.
Yeah.
I want to have one on. I would. Can you imagine the fucking shit that would come out of their mouth? Like the stories?
Yeah. Well, we'll go to the Elbow Room.
Yeah, we'll pick one up.
We made some connections there. Did some networking. It was cool.
That's cool. Did you give up that butt?
No.
Did Brian Lee try to Harvey Weinstein you or something? What'd he say?
That's like the unspoken joke where we just look at each other and start like laughing, and then he's just like, "Yeah, he's a motherfucker."
Does he hate me now? He hates me now.
I think he took it a little.
I think he did.
But Brian was really cool.
I feel bad because I know he hates me.
I'm sure he doesn't hate you. I'm sure he hates that joke. But
yeah, I'm sure he does.
But he his set was one of the ones that did really good, because I actually got to perform that night at the Elbow Room as well.
Which you were telling me.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How long did they let you do?
They were like, go up and do 5 minutes, but everybody did like 10 to 15 minutes.
Did you
minutes.
End up doing 10, 15?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Fuck yeah.
I even just started ripping on like the there was this pot of ham and beans that was stealing the show in the back, so I started making fun of that. And I was like, oh, you know you're in Sparks when, you know, the comedy show, they're serving ham and beans so the hookers don't freeze outside. And I got a big laugh.
Were they serving ham and beans?
Yeah, in the big crock pot.
That sounds really good. Maybe I should have gone. Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Fucking my
Whoa,
boy.
That's not Marvin.
That's one of his bitches,
let
bro.
Let me try to...
Oh, there she goes.
Oh,
there goes
I wasn't the cat. Fast enough to get a picture.
She's right there. She's not moving.
See, she's cute.
There's two of them like that. And Marvin fucks them both. That's real.
And they're twins.
Dude, yeah.
Marvin's
getting that pussy, dude.
Damn.
That pussy cat hit her. You know?
They're
pretty cats. They're just fucking savages, dude.
Little fluffies.
All they do is just fuck. I watched them. I was just sitting out here, dude.
Did you jerk off?
No. Well, thought about it. But they weren't. They were just right here. On my fucking porch right here, just fucking.
And then the imprints in the snow.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they're right there. See, they're literally fucking right there.
Like there's a bunch of kitty cat footsteps.
Yeah, they're fucking
like,
right there.
Yeah.
There's like six right there just because Marvin was fucking them.
Yeah, where they're like stamping around, clearing
out. And
Marvin
just stared at me, dude. He's like, what are you going to do about it? Huh?
He was smoking and he's like, pussy.
He was blown. Yeah. He's like, what are you looking at, bitch? I was like, Marvin.
Marvin.
How dare you?
We're friends.
He's like, I let you fuck in my house. they're good cats. No, they're pieces of shit.
Mm.
All night. I'm like, you fucker, Marvin. Can't you fuck anywhere else?
This is his spot.
This is my fucking apartment is his fuck spot.
Yeah.
This is not Yuri's fuck shack. It's Marvin's fuck shack.
Yeah. God, yeah, don't be selfish, man.
He's banked more chicks over here than I have. Technically, he owns the place then. Yeah. That's how I usually see things. Whoever bangs the most chicks at this place is, you know, head of the household. Marvin's always banging chicks.
Is that how it works in most places? Or?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. How many chicks had your dad boned when he was your boss?
Had my...
Like, just head of household.
One for sure.
Yeah, one for sure.
Well, he only has evidence of doing it three times in his life. That's my brother,
my
little sister, and me and my twin. Maybe they did it twice that day. I don't know. Yeah, but...
But, I mean... You think your dad fucks?
No.
Well, like he used to?
Actually, I saw his picture of my dad when he was about my age, and he had, like, this porno stash.
Nice. You know that dude was fucking, dude.
Yeah.
You know he was fucking chicks with that mustache. My dad was like that, too. My dad was in a band, dude. He was a lead singer.
Your dad was getting his butt eaten.
Dude, he was, bro. There's a fucking picture of him. He's wearing, like, this purple fucking velvet crush suit, right? And it's got, like, it's, like, fucking unbuttoned four buttons down. Like, it's unbuttoned all the way to his belly button.
And he just has one of those.
Dude, and he's got chest hair, dude, right?
I don't have very much chest hair.
I'm a man. I have chest hair.
A lot?
A lot.
I'm...
But it's like well shaped. It's like this luscious V of pubic hair coming out of my chest. It's like well organized. It was pretty good. But my dad, dude, and he had this fucking Jerry Curl fucking mullet, dude, right?
Dude, your dad
my
was
dad,
Prince.
Dude, and you know what dad looks like? He's like bald. He's not bald, but he shaves his head.
Sure.
And he's got just this fucking thick old mustache, dude. That guy fucking like permed fucking mullet, just fucking.
Your dad was the Mexican Prince.
Dude, he was.
That's
how he got my mom, I think. Yeah, I think he banged her at a show or something.
Damn, did you ever ask him?
No, I don't ask. He tried telling me a story once.
You're like, shut up.
You know how weird that was? Because I don't have that kind of relationship with my dad. He's like, yeah, it's one time, you know. We were supposed to have gotten like brake pads at Kragen or some shit. So we're in the parking lot.
Your dad always tells you shit when you're getting brakes.
Dude, he's like, yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is about him, like, us going to go get car parts. But like, he feels like, it's like, yeah, because, you know, we're bonding, we're working on cars. So I guess that's like, oh, we're doing man stuff. I'm going to tell you about the time I fucked this chick. So it's
like,
weird.
And you're like, hey, whoa.
Dude, it's weird.
At a certain point, that chick became my mother.
Yeah. He's like, oh, wait, that's your mother. Oh.
Like, oh.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, my dad never told me any of those stories.
You guys don't share stuff like that?
Not,
yeah. Me,
no,
I just don't have that kind of relationship with
him. Like, the most my dad would be like, oh, I had this girlfriend, and then the rest is implied.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that dad, though.
It's like, guess what I did to your mom the other day?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fucked her. Fucked her hard. She's like, what?
That's the person your child's going to love the most, and you're just going to...
Yeah.
You're going to mess your kid up.
You'll be all right, dude. You'll be all right. They'll figure it out. I feel like you got to be open like that. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Not that open.
I had strict parents.
Maybe just no details about it.
Oh, I was going in on your mom the other day.
Yeah.
Just, you know?
And she squirted.
Whoa, bro. That's my mom, dude.
That's what your kid's going to be saying to you.
It's like, whoa, dad. That's my mom? My pop's a squirter. Shut up, fuck. Can you imagine though? That like you being like, had you had parents like that? Like, fuck, man, really open sexual like parents and shit. Can you how fucked up I'd still be? Oh man.
Yeah.
I had strict parents, so. So that's why I was such a whore. That's how it works.
I see.
I feel like if you have strict parents, then all you want to go do is go fuck.
I think that's just being a teenage boy as well. That's like all any of us wanted to do.
Yeah. Because I know as soon as I moved out.
That was step one. Step one, move out. Step two.
Step was getting his dick wet.
Right.
It really is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like when I look back now, like, do you remember having friends that had strict parents and they were just these... fucking savages, though. Like, the fucking parents didn't know.
Hmm.
I had friends like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I feel like the stricter parent that you are, the worse your kids are going to be off.
Yeah, we have this friend named David Bryan, red-haired
dude. I remember him.
Yeah, he used to eat butts.
He's legit.
Yeah, he used to eat butts all the time. It's like his favorite thing.
He was Mormon, right?
And all he does is put his tongue in. He tongue fucks people's buttholes.
That's tight.
You know his mission was to eat that asshole.
I know who his girlfriend now is.
Does he eat her asshole? I bet he does. That's like his favorite meal.
I'm not going to say it.
I would.
Yeah, it's, what the fuck's... I think they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
Last I heard. I don't want it because her sister's a good friend of mine.
Ah, fair enough.
Leave Callie.
Maybe they got back together. I don't know.
When was the last time you checked? Because I think last time they'd gotten back together.
Was it within a year?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Then, yeah. I haven't talked to him in that long. But I just know that he loves eating human shit.
Dude, that's weird.
Eating, but he's probably sucked a dick, so.
It's weird. Yeah, and he's Mormon.
Yeah.
Great guy, though. So nice.
Very cool. Very nice. Very nice.
And it's weird because his brother, total opposite.
Hmm. Kind of an a-hole?
He was always kind of stuck up.
Right, right.
And he was not like David.
Yeah, David loves putting other men's balls in his mouth. So.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
You're lying.
No, he loves it.
He loves gargling balls.
Well, and it's not like a gay thing for him. It's just something he does.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No, I'm not going to say someone's, what's David Bryan up to? He's like, he's gargling balls. Like, oh, that's cool.
Last time I saw him, he was down.
He's just
at Riverview Park in Winnemucca. Humboldt was high that night. Yeah, he just was licking some of these balls.
Who was it?
The person?
Yeah.
I don't know, some Indian dude.
Gross. Come on,
that was
David.
Racist of me. You're right. I'm sorry. It was a Native American.
Native American.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I know. Not even trying to be classy or hide it.
Just some dirtbag?
Yeah, down by the river.
Because if there's anything I know about, Winnemucca Native Americans.
Is that he probably has herpes now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Because you know why? Mexico cured herpes. Welcome.
That's their best contribution to the planet.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, they're not going to share their...
Fuck no. Build that wall. Good luck having herpes. Mexico fucking cured herpes. Swear to God. I'm fucking telling you, dude.
Yeah, I just that joke set up with that punchline and keep that wall. You guys have fun with herpes.
You guys have fun with your herpes, dude.
That's a great punchline, man.
Herpeless.
Dude, put that one in your set. That one's genius.
Oh, yeah. Fucking pen. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. I didn't know that, dude. David Bryan was always straight. Like, he was cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Really good conversationalist. Very charming and charismatic. Yeah, but then, I don't look at him the same way.
How can you?
Like, he goes straight.
Picture me gargling nuts. Picture me.
Nothing
okay,
new.
Okay, now fucking... Okay, now try having a conversation with me.
Hey,
right after that. Oh, what's up? Doing all those nuts.
Did you use Scope or Listerine?
Yeah, and then I go up there and just kiss you. Mwah.
Mm. No, not if it's somebody else's. I don't want anybody else's brand.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool. But yeah, even with the chicks, I always notice that. Chicks with strict parents, huge whores.
Mm.
And I'm not knocking that. But if you like dick, then more power to you.
Yeah, go get it.
But they were the floosiest. And once you got to know, I'm like, fuck, now I see it. Your parents are dicks, bro.
See, I
you had cool parents. You always had cool parents.
That's true. But for that's like girls, I always went after girls that were like biggest. Smokers and like stuff. But I was a scumbag. I just was like, I just hit it well most of the time. Sometimes I didn't. Yeah. No, just being in it. Like, because I think we all have those moments where we look at ourselves and we're like, I was a huge asshole,
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
But
you didn't give a fuck.
I don't think any of us really did.
Just because, I don't know, like David was the same way. David gave no fucks.
Fearless.
Fearless, dude.
Damn the repercussions. But then, like, I learned empathy, like how things affect other people. And
I think it comes with maturity. Like, just maturity, just getting older and seeing things from a different point of view.
And then David Bryan, cool guy, like opposite direction, just started eating all the assholes balls. Yeah,
just instant potting those balls in his mouth. Dude.
And like he's got that red hair, so at night that was like the first thing we saw was just that
hair.
Yeah, it was like as orange as your shirt you're wearing right now, but in the night, like you can still kind of it sticks out more.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learn something every day. Mm-hmm. Who'd have thought?
Shout out to Dave.
Should we tag him? Do you have him as a friend?
No. I don't think he does social media stuff.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. But yeah. That's, I mean, I was fortunate enough to, like, I'd never gotten to drugs or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I drank.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That
was... But I'm a little guy. Like, I don't drink a lot. I used to drink to get fucked up. I guarantee you that when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
I'll babysit a drink or two, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I was drinking to get fucked up and chase chicks.
I'm not trying to do that these days.
No, I'm too old for that shit. I'm 30. Mm. A young 30. Don't get it twisted.
You look good.
I'm in bed by 11:30. Because I have to work in the morning. But, yeah, I don't know. Do you remember your first party? Like, do you remember the first time that you were like, oh, I'm going to go out and drink?
Yeah, this fat dude named Gary, like, cheap shot at me in the face.
Oh, I remember this fat fuck.
Yeah, that guy was an asshole. Gary. Oh, because he was Ogburn. Always picking on me.
He was a dick.
Did you guys, like, give him shit? Because he was in your guys' grade.
Yeah, he was my Gary Ogburn.
Yeah, did you guys, like, pick on him?
I don't know. He was always kind of a cocksucker.
All right, yeah, because I just wasn't nice. And he, like, got in a cheap little slap in my face. And, like, everybody was, like, pulled me. I was going to kill him.
You should have. Fuck not, that, dude.
Yeah, I would have loved to embarrass
him. The most insulting thing you can do.
He had the body of a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was all fucking center.
Yeah.
He was all gut.
I was mad, and Ray and David were like, let it go, man. And I was okay.
Worst thing you could... Did he slap you? The fucking most disrespectful thing anyone can do.
I'm surprised David didn't beat him, but I think David didn't see it as all, so he didn't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, David would have wrecked him.
Yeah.
David's got that weird strength, you know. That strength from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh. David's like a prince that would rescue a princess. He would overcome
the odds.
He's
got a big heart. Yeah. That special strength.
Yeah.
But, so you got, you got slapped at your first party.
Yeah. Well, I was ripping him, so I kind of had it coming, but I didn't like that guy. And he was talking to me.
I know you were kind of a little fucker back then, so you didn't give a fuck. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to let him have it.
Yeah.
That's cool. I remember I was with my friend Dookie Lokes, dude. Most people know him as Mark Gonzalez. Love that guy. I miss him so much.
I like Mark.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in quite a while.
He and I are somewhat related through...
to Lorena.
Yeah, through marriages.
Yep.
I don't know what that makes me.
Me either. Yeah. But he's cousin great dude. Cousin-in-laws. That guy is the last dude I would have thought would have made anything of himself. Because all he would talk about was poop and pee.
That's why he's called Dookie, right?
Yeah, he used to call him Dookie or Beepy. Shit like that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I haven't seen him since his wedding, but that guy took me to my first party. Because he lived down the street from me, you know what I mean? So, like, I remember one time, it was at a party, where was it at? It was in Star City, right?
Right, I know the spot next to BJ's Market. Fuck yeah.
So it was right behind there, and I remember my mom called me, because I had strict parents. So, like, hey, where you at? It's 11:30, where the fuck are you at? It's like, oh, I'm at a birthday party, Mom, you know, this and that, and fucking, I was fucked up, dude. I'm slapping butts, dude. I've never been drunk before, dude. I'm slapping all these, I'm not a name driver, but, like, some of, like, the popular chicks were there, dude. I was always a kid that talked to everybody. Like, I was Mexican, I hung out with my Mexican friends and shit, but I talked to everybody. Mm-hmm. I always had friends with everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never had a problem with anyone, and so these chicks, dude, all these dimes, dude, from school. I'm just slapping their butts. I was drunk as shit. They were laughing. They're like, oh, Yuri, stop. You're so funny. Yeah. I'm just slapping their butts.
Yeah, that was always when I would go to parties and girls would just get naked because I would talk them into it. Yeah. Yeah, like nice. We'd just be playing drinking games, and I'd be like, oh, you would probably be more comfortable, less without clothes. And they'd be like, oh, I guess you're right. And I was like, when did I have this? When did I develop this superpower from? Right? Yeah. Who knew?
And, I think that same party, Dookie got a tattoo with a guitar string, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was ridiculous. God damn it, Dookie. It was hilarious, though. I'm like, he's like drinking Bud Light and just getting this fucking prison tat in a kitchen. But it was a good time. And then I got home. I got 1 in the morning. My parents were pissed, dude. My mom was up. My dad was the one was pissed. My mom was basically backing me up. He's like, I was like, I'm not drunk. He's like, I'll show you. And I did like some figure four shit and I fell over. I'm like, God damn it.
Damn it.
And what the worst part of all was that I'd drive home. And to this day, I would still do that. Up to last year, I stopped doing it as much. But I used to drive drunk all the time. Knock on wood. Oh, you gotta make it hurt.
Knock on. You gotta make it hurt. You gotta
make it hurt. But look, you know, fortunately, I never got caught.
That is your. Although your dick can be as hard as wood, it is not made out of wood.
No, you gotta make it hurt though.
You ever heard of the Mandela effect?
No. What is the Mandela effect?
The Mandela effect, as in Nelson Mandela.
Like Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Please explain.
All right. So, here's the brief overview of it. Should, sorry to also drastically change the subject because it's going to get weird. People in the late 80s and early 90s thought that Nelson Mandela died in prison, and it was published in books and stuff, but he did not. He got out of prison to become the president of South Africa and died in 2007. Okay. So the theory is that it's two parallel universes, like memories from a different universe where he did die in prison. Whoever's shooting outside,
okay, that was a gunshot. But all he's doing is keeping the rent down.
Right.
The fucking my rent renewal is coming up, so he knows.
But here's the thing. Here's what I was getting to.
Okay.
So there, like, the theory is that it's memories from a different timeline in our present universe that we're in now.
Uh huh.
Did you ever see a movie with Sinbad where he played a genie?
I didn't watch it, but I remember it.
Do you remember what it was called?
Oh, fuck. It's not Kazam, because that's Shaq.
Close, yeah. It was called Shazam.
Shazam.
Not to be confused with the superhero movie coming out.
Which it's the new one's coming out, right?
Yeah, but if you check IMDb for Sinbad, it's not on there.
Because it was so bad?
Okay, that's what my brother thinks happened. He's like, yeah, he probably just asked them to remove it because it was so bad, but he will say in interviews, oh, I didn't do it. But we did find like a clip from it, so like he did do it.
So he went out of his way to try to erase everything that had to do with that movie.
That's what it seems like. But here's one that's a little more solid. What's the most famous line from Forrest Gump?
I love you, Jenny.
No, life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, life is like a box of chocolates.
Never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the line is, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Mm.
But do you remember it as is or what?
Is.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
It's small changes.
People choose to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah. Was it is? But I think that we hear like the parodies or the recreations and people say instead of was. So that's what we associate the line with.
Okay, I get you.
But there's an alternate universe where you and me are gay with each other and I have the memories of that.
And I'm a power. I'm a top.
Well, there's a universe where you're top and a universe where you're bottom. Yeah, and I have memories of both.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Also, do you remember the Wizard of Oz movie?
I jerked off to it.
Okay, wait. I want to hear that story. Is way more interesting.
But do you remember? Because do you remember? Actually, I didn't. I have a friend who did. Somewhere
over the rainbow. And you're like,
is that it,
Dorothy? I think so. I don't know.
I have a buddy, and I don't know if he's gonna like if I drop his name. I'm gonna. My buddy, Baby Jesus, dude. If you ask him what the first thing he ever jerked off to was, he will say the Wizard of Oz.
That's awesome.
He gets really specific. Because there's a scene that he specifically jerked off to.
Was it Dorothy?
Yeah, it was Dorothy.
I would have picked Dorothy too.
But I guess there's a scene where for a quick second, you can see panties.
Hmm.
Dorothy's panties. I've never
quick fully upskirt, watched. Huh?
Yeah, quick upskirt.
Nice.
And he specifically told me the story. That's the first time he ever jerked off was to the Wizard of Oz, to Dorothy. Yeah. Okay, you were saying. The Wizard of Oz.
Well, apparently there's a scene where they get scared in a forest and they do a quick...
And they have
sex. They have sex after, but there's a quick shot where, like a reaction shot where they all turn and they're like, and Scarecrow out of nowhere has a gun all of a sudden. So I haven't looked it up to corroborate this, but...
What?
Yeah. There's no guns in that movie. But if he has... If I could find that scene of Scarecrow with a gun...
There's a subreddit. You might be able to find it there. It's a subreddit on Reddit where it goes movie details. And there's certain details about movies that we don't notice and that you would never see. Like there's a scene on The Lord of the Rings where you can see in the background that there's like this fucking truck driving by on one of the fight scenes.
Oh, and like in the CGI background versions or of like it's just it got went, was in the it was in the shot.
It was in the shot.
Oh, and they didn't remove it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because, well, no, I think it was, like, it was, because some of them were actually filmed on locations, right? And it was on
one of those locations. New Zealand, yeah, so yeah. There was just a truck on
and
a freeway.
And it's far, but if you zoom in, it's like this fucking Ford Ranger or some shit in the background.
There's also one of, you know, the Munchkins in Wizard of Oz?
Dude, I never watched this movie.
Oh, well, there's these a little Mexican, people, they're like, we represent the lollipop, and one of them is hanging himself in the background.
What?
Yeah, you can see him drop it, like he killed himself on set. It's an urban legend, but I don't know if that one's true or not.
Maybe you can Google it, we'll Google it or something.
Yeah.
Figure it out. And is it like all the Disney writers used to, like, draw dicks?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's true,
like,
though.
That's true. Like on Little Mermaid and stuff like that.
Yeah, the tower. Because
they were fucking pervs, dude.
When Simba lays down in the dust in Lion King, it spells sex in the dust and stuff. And Robin Williams, you can hear when he's doing the voice of the genie. Like if you listen closely in the part where like Aladdin's like helping her on the carpet, you can hear like, take off your clothes or some shit like that.
What?
Yeah, there's tons of stuff in Disney movies.
That's cool. Yeah. Fucking Disney, dude. Gotta love them.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't know any of that.
And there's just a straight up scene in Toy Story where Buzz and Woody are blowing each other.
What?
Yeah, like Buzz is David Bryan.
The director's cut? I hate to break it to all the children. I wonder what Toy Story 5 is going to be like.
It's just it's going to be the adult version. The dildo is going to come out of the drawer and be like, hey, everybody. We gotta save Andy's mom.
It's gonna be like the fucking, yeah, like you remember that movie Sausage Factory or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. Is that what it was called?
Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
Yeah.
With it's like that, like a mixture of Toy Story and Sausage Party.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
That movie sucked.
It was fucking weird.
Yeah, I did not think it was a good movie at all.
I mean, it had some funny parts, just
because. Yeah, it had some good bits, but overall,
it's dumb. Overall, it was just weird as fuck.
Mm.
I'm going to laugh, but, you know.
Oh, I won't lie. It made me laugh at parts, too. But, yeah. Like, as a movie, I thought it was kind of garbage.
Have you watched Big Mouth yet?
Yeah, not all of it. Yeah.
I love that fucking show. For those of you who need something on Netflix to watch, watch Big Mouth. I feel like if I would have watched that in health, maybe I would have paid more attention.
You are a little Jason Mancukis. I don't know how to say his name. The little Mexican that fucks the pillows. Dude. Yeah. That guy's my favorite, man.
Dude, he's hilarious. Yeah. Watch Big Mouth. You guys will love it. I promise you.
Shout out to, I don't know how to say his last name.
Mancukis?
Something like that. I love that guy.
Nick Kroll and John Mulaney.
They're all right.
Yeah. But I just started watching a new show yesterday with Jana.
The Umbrella Academy?
How did you know?
Because I started too. High five me.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm only on episode 4, though.
I've only watched the first 2, so.
It's weird. It's it gives me like an X-Men vibe, but it's different.
More like Watchmen, like meets X-Men.
I don't know what the Watchmen is. I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, though. But yeah, I'm trying so hard not to fucking watch right now without Jana, because she'll flip out. I've already, like, fucked her over twice. I'm like, oh, let's watch this show. And then I'll just binge the fuck out of them. And then she'd be like, you want to watch the new ones? Like, oh, I watched it all already. I'm that asshole. Yeah, I'll watch them all.
Jackie doesn't watch anything. So she's like, yeah, you can pick. I think she watches, what was it that I started her on? And she's like, yeah, I had to finish Futurama. Yeah.
She's never watched Futurama?
She's rewatching it. Like, she'll put it on in the background. Just, Yeah.
I feel like Netflix needs a fucking a section for that specifically. Like stuff I can play in the background while I do shit.
Mm-hmm. Futurama is a perfect show.
Yeah, I love Futurama. It's weird. I've seen people that don't like it.
Are they serial killers? Like Jana. Jana doesn't like
Futurama. No, she doesn't like it.
She understands how hilarious and smart it is.
I almost laughed her. I was like, I don't know. Else is gonna work out. But
what about Zoidberg?
I love Zoidberg's my favorite, hands fucking down. Very underrated, like Bender,
baby. But he does it. He plays his part so well. His character is perfect.
I love. Did you watch that Disenchantment one?
I started. I didn't finish that. I didn't have the same.
It was all right.
Yeah, it didn't have the same soul.
No. It definitely. It took me a little bit to get into it, and even then, like, I was still, like, not sold on it completely.
Yeah.
Some people like it, though. Like, I've read some reviews.
It has the same bits, like, the same kind of writing style, but it doesn't have the same...
No.
Yeah, it doesn't have the characters heart.
Don't really do it for me. Not all of them, anyway.
Yeah.
Not like Futurama.
No.
Are we, where are we at?
Yeah, we're right there.
All
right. We got to, you know, we got like 30 seconds. You want to just let anything out?
Crane! Crane!
What was break. That? I'm glad you got that out.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what I say when I come now. Crane! Like, crane!
All right, we're going to take a quick ad break right here. Thank you for listening. You held that in until I clicked record.
I know, I almost threw up on myself. I think I burped out part of my like stomach lining.
God. Oh, you almost clipped the audio, too.
I think I
nice.
Came.
Yeah, you did.
Sometimes when I burp, I cum. I'm like,
oh, well, and then you say you're...
And then I'm like, oh, great!
Oh, hey, so we were talking earlier on Instagram.
Oh, fuck.
With my brother.
God damn it.
Shout out to Tanner Schmidt real quick. He just sent me a message. Bro, been listening to your podcast, and it's fucking hilarious, man. Anyway, I'm going to give Tanner, you dude. A great Yuri roast. He looks like a Mexican quagmire. How many times you heard that
I've
one?
Heard that literally hundreds of times.
Yeah, sorry, Tanner. I've heard that one as well.
But, giggity, giggity. I miss him, though.
You like it?
I love Tanner. He's a good dude.
Okay, then Tanner can be the first. All right. This isn't really a segment or a game. I just wanted to get your opinion on this because I was liking talking about it. Tanner can be one of the segments, and I guess my brother David can be the other one. And then you and me, and then we're all
the
a human. Yeah, we're a human centipede.
God damn it.
Yeah. So
what are we just trying to debate who's which section?
Yeah, yeah. Where would you want to be? And then I'll tell you where I think you would be, and you can do the same for me.
Let's see. I feel like... it depends on what we're eating.
We can get into that later. Like, okay. My brother said he's going to eat tapioca pudding if he was the head, but he's lying. He's going to eat all the garbage on the planet.
He would. Yeah. He would do that. I feel like if he was the head, he's going to fuck everyone.
He would just drink 9 Red Bulls and then eat a box of Fiber Ones.
Yeah, that's all he would do. He would fuck us. Yeah. That's why he can't be the head of the centipede.
I'm on the same page.
Yeah, so there goes that. I feel like...
I think everybody wants
I'd give
to
you,
be the head.
I eat reasonably healthy. I don't eat a lot of garbage food. Like, I don't drink soda or nothing.
Well, if we're a human centipede, we don't get to pick our diet. We're eating whatever we're fed.
Oh.
By the crazy doctor.
So, I feel like... I shit, no joke, 7 times a day. That's not a joke.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm maybe like a 2 or 3 times a day guy.
Are
like,
you?
Yeah.
You
on
might
good,
have to
on
be
a
the
good
head.
Day, 3. But, you know, I'm averaging a double deucer.
What do you know about David's diet?
I know. I know that he has good dinners and probably decent breakfasts on the weekends. But then if he's got to work. All throughout the day, he's snacking on just whatever junk he can get in arms reach.
So that guy's fucking shitting like 10 times a day.
Yeah, David shits a lot.
Okay, so you're going to be the head just because you only shit 2-3 times a day.
I kind of want to be the second segment. So I can be like, oh, I don't like this. But people are like, oh, maybe he does. Like, I'll just have that look in my eyes.
I'll be the head just because I don't care.
All right. And then where are we putting Tanner?
Tanner! What do you know about Tanner?
Tanner, the last few times I've seen him have been at bars, so he likes to have a drink every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of drink?
I know that he had a girlfriend that worked at the Carson City, I think it was Applebee's, where my cousin Jimmy worked.
Okay.
Because they knew each other. Yeah.
Nope. Garbage taste.
All right.
Garbage taste.
I mean, his girlfriend was really nice when I met her, but...
Oh, I'm sure she's lovely.
Garbage taste.
Garbage taste and food.
Right. You don't like their apps at Applebee's?
No. It's been years since I've been to Applebee's.
They probably got some jalapeno poppers or something. Maybe some
What are you
nachos.
Trying to say, bitch?
I'm saying I like snacks every now and then. Like,
oh, okay.
All the time. I eat a lot of candy.
You eat a lot of butt.
That's why I want to be second.
Okay. So I'll be the head.
All right.
You can eat my butt.
Awesome.
Tanner will be third segment.
And David is fourth.
David's fourth.
He's got to be fourth.
He's got to be fourth.
But David will try to fuck us over from the back, too. And he'll try to throw up in Tanner and try to reverse it.
He'll just clinch butt, dude, and just have it come out. Oh, that fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, David would be the one who rips away. He'd be the one who's trying to get free.
Damn it, David. David has to be bad. Has to be the last
one. He has
one.
To be the bad because, yeah. Like, you know, that way you and I have the highest chance of survival when he rips away and Tanner's exposed anus gets infected.
So Tanner gets fucked in the deal too. We'll survive.
Unfortunately, yeah. Well, I'd be that infection's gonna spread to us. So I would be after Tanner, and then eventually, maybe by then, because all your ligaments are cut, so you have to crawl on your. You don't get to stand up as a human centipede.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they wrecked the body, so they had to crawl.
Okay, so then I would survive. And my ligaments and my legs are, like, fucked and shit. Yeah,
so you're still crawling, dragging our three corpses.
Which is perfect. Gives me a chance to get new calves. I'm getting calf implants. So I will survive, and then I'm getting calf implants.
Okay, I could agree with this.
Okay.
All right, but what are we eating as a human centipede?
I don't know. Who gets to choose?
It's the psycho doctor, so who do you think our doctor would be?
Doctor fucking Toboggan. Whatever his name was.
Mantis Toboggan?
Mantis Toboggan.
Great. What kind of doctor was he? We're eating cat food.
I just know that from a movie. What is it?
That's Danny DeVito in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, fuck. That's right. God damn it.
All
right.
So we're eating like...
We're eating garbage.
Dude. You're going to look at it and be like, oh, I want to eat this. Yeah. And he's going to be like, he's just going to hit you. And like,
who was the one with the island? Do you remember? And he was like fucking like... breeding fucked like humans with like animals and shit.
Oh shit.
It was a movie, obviously.
Yeah.
Doctor Fuck. Name on the tip of my fucking wiener.
Me too, actually.
What is it? Doctor
Not like Doctor Lovegood or Feelgood or something.
That's fucking Motley Crue song, dude.
No, oh right. Okay.
Let's see. Doctor
Mantis Toboggan. Dr. Pickle Popper. Ew, I hope we're not eating any of those. I don't really like
pickles.
I can't
watch those, dude.
Those gore movies? Oh, well.
Throw up in my mouth.
Having some film experience, it's not the same for me anymore. I'm like, oh, that is bad lighting.
Dr. Moreau! Oh, fuck. I just came so hard in my brain.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, Cray! Cray!
Mine sounded like a circus clown.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's Dr. Toboggan, we're eating junk food.
Send us messages with your thoughts on where you'd like to be on a human centipede with us and what would we eat. You can DM us on our Instagram.
All right. Let's get into handle your scandal.
Handle your goddamn scandal.
Okay.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
All right.
You have it. What is it?
Okay, so here's the scandal. Here's the scenario we're going to play out. I can't say who this one is from, but this is a third-party one. Dan told me a story about somebody else.
Okay.
So he was at a party, and there was this gay kid there.
Okay, great start.
And some gangster-ass people of color.
Oh, my God. They ranked him.
No, but he was like, he was like, I just want to suck some dick.
No.
Like, just over the top trying to get laid.
The gay dude?
Yeah, just over
the top. He was just trying to suck some gangster dick,
dude?
Yeah,
and then Dan and whoever he was with were like, dude, you gotta dial back. They're gonna kick your
ass. Oh, they were with...
I don't know.
He was with Dan?
Oh, well, Dan was like, maybe they were there at the same time. And Dan was just giving him a favor. Yeah, he's a good guy. So
yeah, I love Dan.
They're like, you need to dial it down a bit. Those guys are gonna kick your ass, because they're... straight up gangbangers or something.
Gangbangers are usually the gayest.
Well, that's what I was thinking. There's always one guy who's like in the back who's like, I'll take that guy out to the bushes and just beat that gay ass.
Yeah, with his wiener.
I'll destroy that gay ass.
Yeah, he's done prison time, so he's not afraid to.
Give me like 10 minutes. I'm going to show this gay guy the what for.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that dude's
going
to sling some rope in that white ass.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to assume the dude who said it is white.
Okay, I didn't get that detail, but yeah, I'm that's sure a safe bet. Yeah. A lot of gay white guys.
Yeah, quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
So here's how we're going to handle the scandal. What role do you want to be? I want to be one of the gang guys.
Okay, I'll be the guy who's going to suck all the wieners.
All right.
Damn it.
Cool. Hey, man, this is a good party. I'm in a gang. Bloods.
Oh, I'm here to suck all the wieners.
Oh, did you? Hey, Tony, did you? My, it's Anthony. I told you that. That's a different guy. Oh, sorry, Anthony.
The gangster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear that young man over there? He was saying.
I'm pretty sure gangsters don't talk like that.
Oh, you don't know what this gang's about.
Was it, the fucking gang of the chess club, dude? The chess club gang?
You don't know what this gang is about, all right?
Is this the fucking NAACP, dude?
Well, they're in Boise, so yeah, I'm assuming they're pretty safe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a very white city.
Yeah, it's pretty white. I love that city.
It's like, oh, that young man over there said he'd like to perform fellatio. I don't agree with his point of views.
Neither do I.
Tony has a deeper voice now. That's weird to me. I don't know how I feel. Let's investigate.
Oh, what's going on, boys? What are you guys doing over here?
Hey, now.
Oh.
We'll be asking the questions, okay?
Oh, my.
Where did you get that sweater? It's something else.
Oh, Abercrombie.
Oh, wow. It looks great.
Oh, thank you. You want me to take it off?
What?
What? Excuse me?
Wow, I didn't No, look. Keep it on.
Oh.
But it does look nice. I won't lie to you. Yeah, neither will I. Maybe you should take it off. Oh, I think
that was
Anthony.
A kind of party.
Yeah, it's still pretty early. It's only 9:30.
I like to get at least three in. At least three in by 10.
I'm sorry, three what?
Oh, you know.
No, this is... I don't understand.
That dick!
Oh, God. Oh, my God, you've taken a turn. Oh, I feel uncomfortable. Where's the rest of the gang? They're distracted. They were bringing the balloons. They're not here yet.
Oh, my God.
It's just the three of us.
I want them all.
Oh, God. Well, I can keep a secret if you can, Anthony.
I don't know if I can. I have this video camera and all these condoms.
And then I take out my big fucking chapstick. Just wipe it all over my crusty lips.
Because you were eating yogurt before and it got stuck on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just brushed my teeth.
Right.
You know, like in the mornings when somebody brushes their teeth.
And they get a little white shit, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like cleaning all that off. Just huge fucking thing of chapstick just lathering my lips up.
Mm. Like, I'm having these urges, Anthony. What should I do? Follow them. Just trust your instincts. Yes, I'll suck him. Yes. And then since they're big and they're strong gangsters, they brutally rape you.
Your gangster did not sell me. I don't want to suck him anymore.
Well, you're getting raped either way. That was the surprise ending.
That does not sound like... Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. I think that guy probably just dialed it. But maybe he got a suck a dick by a bush.
I hope so. Yeah.
That's what he was there for.
Good for him. I mean...
Yeah.
Your gangsters sound like they were part of a fraternity.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, fraternities sound way gayer.
Maybe it's like one of those upscale fraternities.
Mm.
Like from Yale or something.
Oh, they would have been like, not. Those guys are like, we're the people running the planet. Bend over and we're going to stick a bottle of Jägermeister in your Keistermeister.
Did you know that white people?
Keistermeister.
Like the white fraternities? Always do like the gayest stuff.
Yes.
And you ever like, you always see that shit on the news. Like those motherfuckers like, oh, this guy died. Or one of the pledges dies because like they stuck like six fucking Lego pieces square up that butt.
Oh, and if you're on a lacrosse team, somehow you're always a rapist too.
Dude, right? Thank people ain't about that shit.
Yeah. Mm. Stop making us look bad. Dude, I'm a nice guy. I don't like being... grouped in with you pieces of shit.
Whoa, bro. Those are your people.
Fuck them. I denounce them. God. I openly denounce
the record,
white race.
I love most of the white people.
Just for the record, I hate most of them.
God, bro.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a white church?
I have. It is fucking weird.
They're
dude.
Full of shit. Like, can you like with, pick up on that?
I went to one with Ray. Just the once, dude. And it was right up the street, actually. It was right literally off of 7th up here. Those motherfuckers were singing songs and shit, dude. Fucking white ladies' tits were out. I was like, whoa, what's going on over here?
The Lord isn't going to sign those.
The Lord is not going to autograph those.
I just wanted to shine his holy light down on them.
No, they were, dude. They were singing and shit. Like,
did they take like 10 minutes out so everybody could like shake hands and pretend to be glad to see other people?
See, Catholic churches do that, but they only do it for like about like 20 seconds.
That's the fakest shit I've ever seen. Nobody wants to see each other.
That's why I sit next to the hot chicks.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been years.
You want to go to church on Sunday?
No, thank you.
All right.
Sometimes I like to go to church, though. Just to check in. Yeah. Like, what's up?
Hey, been a while, J-Man.
Yeah. Just like, so what have you been up to?
I'm like, hey, Jesus, nobody asked you to die for my sins. All right. Maybe I wanted them.
How's Lady Magdalene? Still tapping that? Or pretty sure that's what happened. She's giving her that holy dong.
Mm. She ate the body of Christ, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she ate the babies of Christ, too, if you know what I'm saying. With some of that body of Christ, those crackers, dude.
I was talking about that one foot-long cracker.
Whoa! Being a little generous, dude.
Yeah, maybe.
That godly hitter, dude. Is...
Yeah. Oh, if you're the son of God, you know you don't have a small dick.
Yeah, I'm not giving my son no little dick, dude, if I'm God.
You're like, all right, look, I'm not going to give you many advantages on earth. But here's one.
It's just this fucking 12-inch road bump for a dong.
And it's got a thorny crown on it.
At the end, at the base.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have it at the tip, obviously.
There's a burning bush joke there, but I don't want to make that. It seems a little too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, no, when was the last time you actually went to church?
5 years. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
When was it? I mean, I go because I have a lot of friends that get married, and I'm usually in the weddings, so I go then. But, like, to go out of my way, like, oh, fuck, it's Sunday, I got nothing else to do, I'm going to go check in with the Lord, you know.
You've just gone to church out of boredom before?
Years ago, though.
Damn.
I went to check in.
Oh, yeah, did he check back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
He's like, keep hustling, big dog. I was like, you got it.
He's like, Uriel, it's me, the Lord.
Killing it on the streets. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm impressed with your work. Big fan.
Thank you. I'm like, likewise.
I noticed you've been doing a little bit of sinning. Like, hey, look, I don't want to be that God that's constantly on your back, but kind of coveting that.
Why does God sound like Obama?
Michelle. Barack Obama. It was better in my head.
Right, let's get into some segments before
you get carried away. You're right.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right. We got a couple debates.
All right. Let's go to the danger zone right now. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
This is from D-Hop, and it was, which current musician will stand the test of time? That's tough. Are we talking like new musicians or like what's the cutoff?
I think, yeah, that's what I would have to say is what's the cutoff?
Because there's certain ones.
Everybody has way more diverse tastes now more than they ever had because we're not getting fed MTV top 20 shit as much.
Which I kind of miss.
Oh, yeah?
Just because it was fun to watch videos.
I miss videos too.
Like VH1, dude. I love watching music videos. I could watch music videos all fucking day.
And all night. Like, they were on all night. Yeah.
If Cherry Pie by Warrant was on, dude, my dick was out.
Like, I remember waking
up. White Snake, dude.
Yeah, most of the time waking up to Twisted Sister. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, I want to rock.
Rock!
Yeah.
That's a good one. But I don't know. I guess we'll say... Cause now I even feel old saying the 2000s. That's too far back now, which kind of makes
me feel almost 20 years,
dude. I know. Nice. It makes me feel old as fuck.
I can't wait for the 20s to come.
But I'm gonna say Ed Sheeran.
You think Ed Sheeran's gonna stand the test of
time? Fuck yeah, it's my boy, dude. That guy.
I am
that
so guy, disconnected with this. I have no idea.
If swine flu, dude, had a face, it would be Ed Sheeran's face. Okay.
It's kind of inviting. Like, it's got a, like, an autistic-ish looking smile.
Yeah, but that guy...
But it's inviting.
Slings at ginger dick. That's no joke.
All of his lovers are go-home unhappy. They have to finish themselves off. They're all fucking
Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah, well...
Are you kidding me, dude?
I'm not saying he's not pulling down some beautiful women.
If I had that swine flu face, I'm saying they're going home unsatisfied. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? When you're that fucking, like, when you're pumping out hits, dude, like, it's fucking, like, Mexicans pump out kids, dude. Like, I feel like if they get pleasured, fuck it. I got mine.
Yeah, when you look like that, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fair.
I bet he power fucks, dude.
He
just gets that nut. He's like, I gotta get this nut before these girls change their minds.
Thank you. I'm Ed Sheeran later.
Yeah, fuck it. In and out, dude, because they might.
Okay, bye.
As long as he's singing fucking the A-Team or thinking out loud, dude, they don't care.
I love the shape of you. Bye.
That's a fucking hit, dude. When I flew into Dublin, like 2 years ago, I flew into Dublin. I had this 70-year-old fucking cab driver. Didn't know what the fuck he was saying because he had that thick Irish accent. His was thick. But he had the new Ed Sheeran fucking CD bumping. Huh. He had the CD box and everything.
You're like, turn that up. And he's like, turn it up. Aye.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
I honestly.
Okay, so let's do this for you then, because you're kind of out of touch. What, you've had to listen to some new music.
The bands that really stick out to me are so underground, they have to have a straw poking up through the dirt to get air. Like
who?
The Voids. I think that there's some great up-and-comers coming.
The Voids?
Yeah.
So go check out The Voids.
Royal Blood is, they're gonna be
Royal Blood. They've been out for a while. They're not that
They're on their second album, yeah. But they're just gonna keep getting better.
Yeah, they have good music.
Mini Mansions, which is a...
You've been obsessed with those motherfuckers since I've known you.
They keep getting better is all I'm saying. Those guys consistently get sexier and sexier with their music. Like, you can see the progression on, like, a chart. I'm like, how?
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
But they're still super underground. Arctic Monkeys might stand the test of time, but...
Yeah, they...
But did you... Their last album was like, what the fuck is going on, man? They took a weird Beatles turn.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, as far as their sound changing direction so drastically.
At the same time, though, like, I like it when a band is, I like the Kings on Leon, but every song sounds the same.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Break out. Do something different. I like that.
So Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys, he has this other band called The Last Shadow Puppets that is, like, so much better than the Arctic Monkeys, and it's such a unique, and, like, it sounds like listening to a movie.
I'm
going
to have
you
text me all these bands, because I need some new tunes.
Yeah, I think you'd really like Last Shadow Puppets for sure.
But I watched the Bohemian Rhapsody, and they were talking about after Queen had done their first couple albums and kind of stuck to the same stuff, they were like, fuck it, let's change the formula.
Yeah.
That's when they went like opera style.
That's when they became the
champions. When Bohemian Rhapsody fucking came out. And like, nobody fucking thought that song was going to be hit. That was like, fuck, like what, like 40 years ago, dude?
Yeah. No one knows that... Queens of the Stone Age, when that came out, it opened up for all the like kind of grungier rock bands, but it was based on a polka riff. Dun da da dun dun da da dun. That's a polka riff, yeah. And
I can see it.
That was such a different sound that everyone's like, what is this? And
yeah.
Like, yeah, that opened up the door.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I do like it when bands change the formula.
Mm-hmm.
So Ed Sheeran. So this is another one right here.
Shit, we went off on that one for a while.
It was a good one.
Well, we're both pretty big music fans.
Yeah, I love music, dude. I can listen to fucking everything. All right. Oh, those are nudes.
Okay. Sorry.
They're
all butthole. I'm sorry.
Where the fuck are they?
It was cold.
Okay. Would you rather know where a serial killer hid all the people he killed and have to keep it a secret forever, or would you rather someone know your deepest secret and they tell everyone they know?
Obviously, I'd rather keep the secret for the serial killer.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
What's your deepest, darkest secret?
Serial killing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there goes that.
Huh. Didn't think that one through. We've got Sherlock Holmes over here.
This is from Jana. So, and I think it's a good one. I would rather just have someone know my deepest, darkest secret.
Do you get to pick who the person is?
I mean, I guess this wasn't specified, so I'm going to allow it.
Sure.
But they still have to tell everyone.
Oh, right. Yeah, they tell everyone. So, yeah.
No, because I don't have anything deep like that. I would just give out my secret.
Nothing you couldn't save face for. Yeah, me neither, yeah. Really. Like, yeah,
because I don't think I could.
I have some crime shit I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, man. Fuck, I'm a savage. Dude. I burned a few houses.
Yeah, I, you know, thousands of dollars in property damage.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Because if I knew I couldn't do it, it would eat me. Mm. I couldn't keep all those locations of all the bodies alive.
Yeah. Is the serial killer kind of like a Dexter type, or is it like a Ted Bundy type?
Well, let's go with Ted Bundy just because that's
more realistic. What he did. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it. So I'm just gonna give out the deepest, darkest secret if I had a choice.
Do you get options to blackmail the serial killer? Like, hey man, I'll talk if you don't.
But then what if you become the body?
Good point.
It's not a risk.
I've seen Ted Bundy. I would have beat that skinny fucker.
He would have had sex with you first.
You're right. He's charming. You're right.
He would have charmed those little pants off.
Damn it. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. God. Fuck that. I'm not taking a chance. I'm telling my secrets.
Yeah. Well, I would let Ted. I'd be happy with Ted Bundy. But if it's the Zodiac, I'd be like, ooh, die, like, you're going to get caught. Stop. And he'd be like, quit.
They never
did
catch that motherfucker, did they?
They have. I've been listening to a podcast about it called Monster. Really? Yeah. They have suspects, but like nobody confirmed or anything.
Yeah, you can't. He's dead by now.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Because when was that? 50
years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking way dead. Okay, here's another one. This is my boy. Let's get one more Cade.
Yeah. Shout out to Cade.
Would you rather. This guy's all about banging chicks. So, he's like, what would you rather have a banging chick, this is his words, but you guys are broke as fuck, or a god-awful looking chick but rich as fuck, and the only stipulation is you cannot cheat?
I'd rather be broke as fuck.
Yeah, I'd rather be broke just because I know what that feels like and I know I'd survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I've been broke forever, man. Yeah nothing
I
mean, new.
I'm not broke now, but, you know, I'm rich. No big deal, but, No, if I
that first option is actually my life.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't cheat if.
Yeah, I'm not a cheater. Hot. Yeah.
I'm not a big cheater either.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
People have cheated. I've been the third party, but I've never been a cheater.
Were you knowingly the third party?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I couldn't do that.
What if you thought that the dude was an asshole and you just didn't care about them?
If I knew him personally, and yeah. I was like, "Fuck this guy." It's tough, dude, because I do believe that you receive the energy that you put out.
Oh, that's fair.
I've done it unknowingly. I've been third party where I didn't know until afterwards when I saw this dude's, or this fucking, whoa, this chick's.
That went over my head for a minute. I was like, what's he laughing at?
But no, I woke up and like, this chick was Asian. She was like, an accountant. I didn't know. Like,
you gotta get the fuck out of here.
No, and I was like, I fucking wake up, dude, and like, there's pictures of her husband, and she was like, yo, I'm out of here, dog. There was also this one where like, I went over, and this chick had pictures of her husband or whatever. Not husband, I think they were like dating, but they were basically, yeah, dude was in the Marines, he was deployed. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is all this about? She's like, oh, it's cool. We have an arrangement. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, does he know about this arrangement? So yeah. I was like, cool.
That's why it's an arrangement.
Yeah, so I fucked her.
Nice.
And she made me take pictures.
That's not a part of the arrangement.
I left my face out of it. I'm not stupid. So unless he knows what this brown dong looks like, there's gonna be no traces. Yeah, she had me take pictures and stuff. I was like, yo, this is weird. I've never had to do that before. So
I wouldn't do that with just like a hookup. Yeah, I've been like, no, I'm not taking pictures.
No. I mean, I'll do it if there's stuff that like that won't pin me to her.
Right.
So yeah, I'm gonna be broke, being dimes, bro.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
Let's put a dime in this one.
Are we calling it?
You're a diamond. Where in the are we rough. At? We have about a minute and 20 seconds, so I was saying we could just plug all of our shit.
Yeah, plug your stuff. I don't have anything to plug except that butt.
Dead Panda on Friday at the Improv on Wells Street. Come on, check me and Luke and everybody out.
Go check that out. The lineup's supposed to be really good.
Thursday and Saturday at the Underground if you want to just, you know, you come hang out.
Are you on that one?
I'm on two shows, Thursday, 7:30, and I think 9:30 on Saturday.
Go check out Mike, dude. He's gaining traction.
Oh, yeah.
So go check them out.
Follow our Instagram. Follow. Send us emails. Follow our Twitter, Dangerous Let's. Yeah.
Yep. Send us nudes.
Send us nudes.
Male or female. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening.
That's the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. Thanks for listening. Thank you for the support. We're out.
Stay sweet. Mwah!